Sure, yeah, I could add another one other point. I think in all of this, we've got to pay attention as much to what America does say as what they do not say. For years, many people in the respectable Turkish opposition, the Kemalist Party, CHP, have been saying that Erdogan is exercising crackdowns in press freedoms and minority freedoms. And these are the kinds of things that, when they happen in a state that's an enemy of the United States, the US and the State Department in particular talks about constantly. In Turkey, this wasn't the case because Turkey was a member of NATO. Turkey was supporting the Takfiris in Syria, whom America under Obama also supported. So Turkey could not be criticized because America's friends do no wrong in the eyes of America. Only those countries, even those who haven't done anything wrong, have done something wrong. You see Korea, which hasn't invaded anyone, and all of a sudden it's a threat. You see Iran, which is one of the most free and democratic societies in the modern Middle East, treated like it's the backwards dictatorship that, of course, Saudi Arabia and other Gulfy states are. America, though, even now that Erdogan is effectively switching sides in his pivot closer to Eurasia, countries like Russia and Iran, we're still not seeing America and its think tanks and its State Department come out in favor of the opposition in Turkey. This, to me, means that America is up to something. I doubt they have a specific plan, as they don't seem to have a specific plan anywhere, whether it be Afghanistan, whether it be the China-India conflict, whether it be the South China Sea, whether it be Syria, whether it be Iraq, whether it be the Balkans. They just don't seem to have a coherent strategy. But what worries me, and what I think ought to worry, and I know it is already worrying a lot of people in Turkey, is what America is doing. Now, this has nothing to do with whether one supports Erdogan or dislikes Erdogan. That's a separate issue. The issue here is that Turkey is a sovereign state like any other sovereign state, and it shouldn't have its affairs meddled in. I think that the Golan connection that Erdogan has talked a lot about, that a lot of people have dismissed, is going to be important. America's tentacles are wide, and Erdogan, a NATO member who's now engaged in security operations with Iran that will almost certainly be against a mutual Kurdish threat, this is a big deal to the United States, because the United States doesn't have partners. It has dependents and it has deputies. Turkey is no longer acting like a deputy in NATO. It is acting like a free and sovereign nation. And President Erdogan will soon find out, and I'm sure he knows already, that America doesn't like countries in NATO exercising their own prerogative, even when it's clearly in their own self-interest, as this rapprochement, as these good relations between Ankara and Tehran certainly are.